Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Medical employees at Denver Health made history today. They became some of the first people to get the live Ebola vaccine for preventative measures.
I was an advisor to the Texas governor, Rick Perry, for 7 years on a task force. I was told to give he, the lieutenant governor and speaker of the house, advice so that every Texan would have access to quality health care.
Dr. Richard Bartlett, former head of the governor medical task force, hospital head, you name it, warned about experimental Ebola vaccine that is live, that does shed a weakened form of the virus that can make people with lowered immune systems really sick or kill them. And they had the governor come out against us and all this news and say we're liars and all this.
Conspiracy theorist Alec Jones's latest target is Denver Health, the man who's been ordered to pay $1 billion in damages for saying that the Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax, is now suggesting that the American government is preparing a secret bioweapons program in Colorado. His conspiracy echoes and builds on claims made by conservatives from our state.
The U.S. government has moved bioweapon labs to Denver and is injecting health care staff with live Ebola, and it's shedding and spreading. That's the big takeaway, folks. Insanity.
The CDC tells 9 News that the vaccine contains only a portion of the Ebola virus to stimulate an immune response. So it would be impossible, the CDC says, for people who receive the vaccine to shed the full Ebola virus to others and infect them, despite what America's most infamous conspiracy theorist claims.
CDC finds lapses in latest lab mishap with Ebola virus.
They house some of the most dangerous viruses and deadly bacteria in existence. Pathogens like Ebola, anthrax, and smallpox. Scientists experiment with them in biolabs strewn across the U.S. to discover new ways to treat and prevent diseases. But how safe are the experiments? And what happens if something goes wrong in these kinds of labs?
We don't even know how many high containment labs there are in the United States.
Following lab mistakes at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that potentially expose workers to anthrax, Ebola, and a deadly strain of bird flu, a USA Today Network investigation found hundreds of accidents have happened at labs nationwide with little or no public disclosure.
The Ebola vaccine that we are starting to come up with, and we have several different candidates, these would not be possible to develop if we did not have high containment laboratories.
We found that more than 100 labs experimenting with potential bioterror agents have faced enforcement actions for serious safety violations since 2003. Some are repeat offenders. 5 labs have faced sanctions multiple times. 2 were kicked out of the select agent program, 5 others suspended. Who and where are they? Federal regulators won't release their names. They say a 2002 bioterrorism law requires this information be kept secret. Some say that's not enough.
It's crucial for journalists and safety advocates and others to keep digging and trying to find out what's going on.
CDC chief, anthrax gaffe should never have happened. Colorado lab developing Ebola vaccine for military use, which is what we say. They turn it around and say, Jones attacked a hospital and said they're developing all this. No, I said they tested it on the damn hospital staff.
There is an Ebola vaccine that has been given to Denver health workers, paramedics, nurses, and doctors in anticipation of a possible future Ebola outbreak. They say that. So they have taken a virus, and they have spliced in genetic code from Ebola into that virus, and that virus is a live virus vaccine. And in their FDA package insert, it does have shedding 31% of the time. 31.7% is the number that they put in the package insert. They can also read that there hasn't been testing according to the package insert on how this would affect people that are immune compromised. Why is Denver Health vaccinating people now for a potential Ebola outbreak? What do they know, and what are they preparing for? Well, disconnected from that, they're building a new bat lab, which looks, by all accounts, to be a Wuhan Institute of Virology 2.0 on steroids, right down the highway, 65 miles north at Fort Collins.
So again, deception, 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 deception.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Another word, another time, in the age of wonder. Another word,
another time,
another time. His life was green and good to
right. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, February 1st, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. We're 277 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 16 seconds out from the most important election in world history. All right, here's what I want to do. We've got Chase Geiser and our investigative team doing a fabulous job down on the what was the Texas border with Mexico. They've had a lot of really damning findings. They'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. They've got new reports set to break any minute now as well. So we'll have all that exclusively for you here today, ladies and gentlemen. We also have attorney Tom Renz, who always has huge breaking news, and he has some big breaking news. I'll tell you what that is when he joins us. On the whole poison vaccine, New World Order, Great Reset operations, he's responsible for a large portion, if not half or more, of the big whistleblowers that have come out. He's got new intel, like five different big breaking things when he is joining us coming up. You know, I don't put makeup on for the show. I don't even look at the mirror before the show. So I have this tendency once I get on air, I'm like, oh, God, I'm on air. Let me fix my collar. So then it's kind of creates the opposite view that I'm primping and care what I look like that much because I'm on air and I'm like, crap, my shirt's unbuttoned or I've got cigar ash on my shoulder or I've got a coffee stain on my shirt. That's how teleprompter free we are here, but it's almost too extreme, isn't it? Millions of viewers a day, conservatively. And the first time I look in the mirror, it's live on air into a camera lens. So there you go. And also, I didn't take this shirt to the laundry. I washed this myself and didn't iron it. So that's I'm getting that old man energy, folks. I'm 50 in like 10 days. And I'm not saying 50 is super old, but man, I used to wonder about my grandpas and people. You'd see these photos of when they were young or even middle-aged, all sharp and cool. And the older they got, the more they didn't give a damn. They weren't slobs or anything, but old, you know, coveralls with old ratty hats, all the rest of it, wrinkled shirts. I got to watch it, man. I'm becoming my grandfather's. I'm becoming my father. Good Lord, it's crazy. You know, here's the deal. I'm just honest with listeners. The more I prepare, the more I don't want to do the show. It's a weird paradox, and I'm glad I'm here. I'm not saying I don't want to be here. The more I prepare, the more I then get in here live, and I'm like, what in the world am I going to cover? It's all just totally insane, and I get caught in this feedback loop of what is the most important thing? Well, I think it's pretty clear what the most important thing right now is. Long term, it's not, but certainly stopping World War III is important. And so I really don't like giving the Biden administration credit. But as they say, blind hogs can still find truffles and broken clocks are still right twice a day. And the Biden administration, this may change because they lie so much, but it's smart they telegraph this, is only going to blow up a couple hundred sites, which is still going to be a big response, and attack a bunch of the Shiite Hezbollah Quds forces in Yemen, in Syria, and in Iraq. And they've telegraphed that Iran has said, and I'm not saying I even believe this, I actually don't know, because we don't know what the Iranians are actually thinking. Talk about weasels, their leadership. Just because our globalists are bad over here doesn't mean the Iranians are good, at least their government. They have said, and it's in the news, that, hey, we don't fully control these proxies, and we did not want to kill U.S. troops at that base in Jordan, and so we don't want to see our cities turned into rubble. Well, if that's the case, you better call off the dogs, and you better stop attacking ships in the Red Sea, and you better stop attacking U.S. bases. Now, it's a whole separate subject that there's a famous thing on X or Twitter or Instagram, and it shows a map of Iran with dozens of U.S. military bases around it, and it says, why did you put our country next to our military bases? We really don't need to be in the Middle East, folks. We have more oil than they do. We have all the resources. But the globalists like to stay there. It goes back to the Cold War. It's a big joke. But yes, the big takeaway is, at least for now, they've read the tea leaves that Iran has nuclear weapons. They've got all sorts of sleeper cells. And I'm not saying be intimidated by them. But at the same time, the West gives a lot more than they get when it comes to punishment to Iran. And I'm just not looking for World War III. So plans for U.S. strikes on Iranian personnel and facilities in Iraq, Syria approved after Jordan drone attack. U.S. sees signs Iran is worried about escalating proxy attacks amid heightened tensions. CNN, I got CBS, I got a New York Times article here. And I also went to Press TV, that is the English language version of Iranian news. And they are cooling their heels. And I know it's seen as manly and tough to say, turn them into a parking lot, kill every damn one of them. And that's what the manly talk show hosts are all going to say. But do they really want to send their sons and daughters to die? Or do they really want to be in a nuclear war? No, they run their mouths to sound big and powerful. So Israel, the leadership, and the Republican rhino warmongers, as well as a lot of the left, have been foaming at the mouth for a full bombardment of Iran. And it now appears, let's not hold our breath, and let's knock on wood, that they're not going to escalate this. Because we're really close to full-on nuclear war. Every major analyst agrees with that. That's not a far out statement there. And I like living. I don't know about you. I really love my children. I love my community. By extension, I love all of you. And we need to really get past this thing that full-on nuclear war is trendy. Now, people can say, well, we need to look strong to Iran. Well, you don't do that by giving them $6 billion a month before they supported and financed the attack on Israel. And folks, even if you don't like some of the things Israel does, and certainly Israel is far from perfect, there is a mental illness online where it is the coolest, trendiest thing nonstop to be pro-nuclear war. And on one side, it's really trendy to want to have a giant war. On the other side, it's really trendy to support the Iranians or anybody else as if it's just a two-sided event. No, it's much more complex than that. And so it's not either you support Israel and want nuclear war, or you don't support Israel and want to destroy Israel. None of that's going to happen. Israel's not going to get conquered. If they do, they're going to launch the Samson option, and then we're in a nuclear war. And that's all that I continue, as best I can, to try to state over and over again. So in the second hour today, we are going to open the phones up to specifically talk about all the military developments in Ukraine, in the South China Sea, in the Middle East, and our border, because that's a military action by the UN, asymmetrical, to collapse our country and bring in a permanent voting bloc. So we're talking about all the different ways that there are different angles of war happening on our planet. The war to dumb our children down. The war shipping in fentanyl with the Chi-Coms poisoning us. We're going to talk about war and all the different forms of war and fifth-generational war and asymmetrical war in the second hour today. We are going to open the phones up and get into all of that. Now, when I'm looking at all the other news, I see a lot of different themes. And these aren't themes the corporate media puts out, like, oh, Taylor Swift or whatever the newest fad is. So these are trends that are in the alternative news, the mainstream news, the independent media, foreign media, that I just see develop day to day. And the big one that I see developing here today in a whole bunch of different articles is the globalist being above the law.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
These people believe that they are totally and completely above the law. They have a chutzpah. They have a bravado. They have a total and complete, absolute arrogance to everything they do. And I just covered half of the stories when it comes to above the law that I just randomly ran into today. Got four more. But it goes on and on. There's federal law that the Secretary of Defense, if he's in the hospital, has to report that. Because obviously he's in charge of nuclear weapons. And then they lied about it. They lied to Congress. They lied to the White House. And they're still lying. Again, it just goes on and on. Or Biden saying, hey, I called up and said, you fire that prosecutor. I'm going to keep $1 billion back from you in Ukraine. And some of it happened. You know, we know these examples. It's like Congress got caught 15 years ago, insider trading. So they passed a law, mainly Democrats, but the Republicans were involved, to be able to insider trade. And so they allow an appropriation for billions of something, and before that even happens, they know the vote, they go and buy the stock. Or they know they're about to give a major defense contract to a certain defense contractor. And then they do that as well. And they just do it, and they're this ruling class that's above the law, and they can do whatever they want, however they want, whenever they want, just like Joe Biden. And his red herring that we need to be able to pass laws to control the border when we have all the laws on the books that he's not enforcing, and he told the illegals surge the border when he got elected, when he stole it, and they have the NGO set up to pay for it with U.S. taxpayer, and he knows all that. He's running it, or his controllers are, and then they sit there and ignore the law because they think they're above the law, and then turn around and say, oh, you didn't pass an amnesty bill. That's why this is happening. What did AOC say 2 weeks ago? She said, we can either legalize all these people, or we can just let them in. That's the same thing. So we are faced with a total lawlessness, and I know I'm stating the obvious. You're like, wow, Jones, you just told us the sky's blue. Thank you for the major revelation, Sherlock. That is amazing. Yeah, I know you all know that. I know that. But it's getting worse, and here's the rest of the story. If you study history, and you look at any culture that gets an above-the-law, kleptocratic, out-of-control, megalomaniacal elite in charge, total and complete lawlessness then ensues because the general public starts saying, I'm not going to follow the law either because you guys are a bunch of criminals. And then things really fall apart. And then that's only one part of the equation. That's half of it. The other big part is the incompetency that happens because they're bringing in all these other crooks around them. And how crooks work is you start exposing something they're doing because it's wrecking something. It's, you know, hey, you're not fixing the nuclear power plant. Shut up. I'll expose that bribe you took. And the nuclear power plant melts down. You see, none of these politicians or their bureaucrats or minions now. Almost none of them show up to work. They don't care anymore. And by the way, on the surface, I like the fact that even in small towns now, the police aren't writing tickets. And you can drive right by a cop at 90 miles an hour. In most areas, they do nothing. But you know what that is, right? The government's printing so much money, they're not even pressuring police anymore to revenue generate because they don't care anymore. And as much as I don't like, you know, getting a ticket because I don't have my insurance card on me, while some illegal alien goes free for, you know, drug smuggling, the point is that's the end of civilization, folks. And that's where we are right now, where you look around and like, well, where are the police? You don't ever see them anymore, do you? Where are the And when you need something or you're in trouble, no one's coming except you. And so, like a rug being pulled out from under you, or those, you know, cases where you've seen the whole dining table set and you can grab the tablecloth and jerk it out from under it. And you know, if you're really good at it, almost everything stays standing up. Well, they've slowly pulled the rug out from under us, and there's nothing going to be left standing. We're in the flux moment where the dishes and the vase with the flowers in it are tipping over. And you know they're all going off the table. They're going to crash everywhere. And we're kind of in that moment where everything's in slow motion, like in a car wreck, and time slows down. And I really just think that's what I should be announcing to people is, there's no turning this around, okay? But I want to be clear. There's no turning around. We're crashing. But we can survive the crash. And you can debate whether that's you individually or as a culture. I don't. And then that's the real takeaway here is that, please listen to me carefully. And I know a lot of you know this. Most of you probably know better than I do. So I'm not lecturing anybody. I'm just saying, please, God, understand this. In the name of God, please. In the Great Depression, universities estimate, 7 million people starved to death in the United States during the 10-year Great Depression, at least. Okay? That is 7 million people. 90% of the country lived in rural areas, and half of that 90% in the rural area was self-sufficient. So we're talking 40% or so, 40-some percent of the country were self-sufficient and had chickens and had cows and had goats and had fields and had farms and had apple orchards and knew how to can food and knew how to save stuff and knew how to clean a gun and knew how to fix a tractor and knew how to kick ass and knew how to work 7 days a week. And they were able to help everybody, but by the end of the Great Depression, there was almost no deer or no game or nothing left. I remember my grandfather in East Texas talking about it. Like, then the Great Depression, 1940, there was almost no deer left in East Texas, the county they lived in. They ate everything. It's like in North Korea. You don't see lizards or birds or anything because the people eat every damn thing. We are now 90% urban, 10% rural, and maybe of the 10%, I've looked at the statistics, half are self-sufficient. So we got 5% self-sufficient versus 40-something percent. When this goes down and when the post-industrial world kicks in, ladies and gentlemen, you have never seen anything like it in any movie or any book you read. So here's the takeaway. We either save almost everybody or we save nobody. Because billions of starving people, you've seen the video of a million locusts flying and eat everything off the plants in a matter of minutes. That's what this looks like. That's what this is unfolding into. That's what's going down. And so that's why this is so dangerous. That's why I made the comment about I'll eat my neighbors. And I said it's an allegory, it's an analogy of the famous essay, A Modest Proposal by Jonathan Swift. The media still cut it out and said I was really going to murder my neighbors. Okay? But that's where we go within 15 days in Pentagon studies of no food or water. 90% of people become cannibals. The other 10% commit suicide. So I just want you to know that there's a good chance we're going to go into full civilizational collapse. And I can spend 10 hours going into all the angles and all the reasons. You have to understand the globalists are orchestrating that crisis to bring in the depopulation. They believe they'll manage it during the collapse. Then they'll come out on top of the new utopia they've built. So they're not going to use all-out war, regular war, to kill everybody or even disease, though that's part of it. They're going to use collapse. And so that's really where we are. And so I'm sorry to hear that news, but isn't it just best to know so you can get prepared? And we can still have a crash landing. This doesn't have to happen. But we're getting very close to the point of no return, the event horizon, the escape vector.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future.
Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now. InfoWars Store.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And after he leaves us and gets back to filing the powerful reports, we're going to open the phones up in the second hour ahead of attorney Tom Renz joining us with big breaking news on how they're putting the COVID shots into our food supply and so much more in the third hour today. But InfoWars reporter Chase Geiser has been down there a few days. He's filed some amazing reports, and he's basically given his summation of what's going on down there. But I wanted him to come on live with us and give his research view on exactly what's happening down there. Is the governor really doing something, Or is this all basically like WWE or WWF wrestling, Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant? What's really happening, Chase Kaiser?
Alex, thank you so much for having me on the show this morning. There's so much going on here as the town sort of prepares for this massive convoy to come in this weekend. But what we've discovered, the crew and I, is that this sort of controversy around the barbed wire, the Constantina wire, is what is actually being used, you can see behind me, seems to be showmanship. Because as you can see right here, it's very easy to just hop around the end of the wall here over the Constantina wire. There's so many different ways to cross the border outside of Shelby Park, specifically here in Eagle Pass. We've driven up and down the border, shown gates that are open, the end of the wall that's wide open, places where it's very easy to hop over the Constantina wire. It seems like this whole controversy around Shelby Park here in Eagle Pass, Alec, is just political showmanship between the federal government and the state of Texas.
Well, I got to say, I mean, it's drawn attention that Biden has a wide open border. It's gotten all the states behind Texas. At least I know they're doing some background checks and arresting some people that have criminal records. So it's kind of like putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound, but at least it brings some attention to it.
Yes, it's drawn a lot of attention to the issue, and maybe that's the whole objective that Governor Abbott has for this specific issue here at the specific location of the border. I'm not criticizing Abbott, but I'm just saying that it's a mischaracterization to say that there's any sort of actual efficacy around this Constantina wire based on what we've seen. It's just so easy to cross the border. Now, they have done some interesting things, and the locals have told us here haven't ever happened throughout the history of the region. And specifically what comes to mind is there are a lot of small ranches that live along the Rio Grande here in Eagle Pass. And for years, these ranchers have asked for the dam up north of the town to be released because they need water for their crops, and it's never happened. Suddenly, as this convoy is coming to Eagle Pass for the first time and all this attention is being drawn to this area and the border conflict here, they did release the dam. And it seems to be that they're trying to slow as many migrants as possible so that while all eyes are on Eagle Pass, it doesn't look like there's as much of a border crisis as it really is. The locals know that they're going to close up the dam as soon as this convoy is over and the migrations are going to begin again. Road.
Well, that's right. For those that don't know, because I've been there many times, when the dam is not open, which is rarely closed, it's only about a foot or two deep. When they open it, it's, what, right, 6-7 feet deep?
Yes, absolutely. And you can see when you look at the Rio Grande here, we've seen from a couple different vantage points, the water is moving fairly quickly. We spoke with Major Mike Perry the other day, who said that they pulled 3 children out of the water in the last 7 days or so. I know that yesterday they pulled a little girl out of the water who was just about a toddler. She was unconscious, but they were able to resuscitate her. She was fine. But not everyone is as lucky as that little girl. And so releasing this water has slowed down the migration, but it is incredibly dangerous to ford the river unless you know what you're doing.
You guys got let actually into the park by the state guard. We're going to roll some of that B-roll in a minute. And I know off record, you guys have talked to some of the Border Patrol and others to get their take on what's really happening. Tell us what the insiders are telling you.
Yeah, so several of the people who are stationed at the park have actually been in Eagle Pass since as far back as September, based on what we could tell. We spoke with just sort of regular foot soldiers, as well as Major Mike Perry, who is a public liaison, and they were happy to answer any questions. They're not allowed to do any interviews on camera, but they were happy to answer any of our questions and give us all the details that we asked for just one-on-one. And in the conversation that we've had, one of the things that's been most amazing to me about this entire trip has been some of the images that they showed me on their personal devices of just piles and piles, mounds and mounds of clothes, Alex. And so what happens is they put their belongings in these trash bags. They swim across the river, and the first thing they do when they get to the United States of America is they take off their white clothes and they leave them, and they change into their dry clothes in the plastic bags that they swim across with. And the images that they showed, specifically from December, of just piles and piles of clothes really indicated how many hundreds and thousands of people were truly coming across the border last month, and that they anticipate it's going to start happening again as soon as this convoy is over.
You also showed places where there's giant drainage tunnels right under the border. So we hear about Mexican drug tunnels. I mean, there they are right there.
I know. Tunnels seem to be a big theme in 2024, whether it's the tunnels in Gaza or the tunnels in New York. And now, of course, it's the tunnels in Eagle Pass. I'm actually just probably about 100 yards away from that location where we shot that report the other
day. And let's be clear, is the border right there. But where you're at, is there's a little fence. You made the point you can climb over the non-barbed wire fence that's back over there. But with just cheap pliers, I could cut through that in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. And now the border, I would say, is, you can see that this bridge goes right next to us. This is still technically the United States on the other side of this wall. But, I mean, if you're a fast runner, in just a matter of a minute, you could be in Mexico if you just jet across. And even on the ground here where we are, we can't show you right now because of the way the camera's set up, but you can see backpacks laying all over the floor, clothes laying all over the place, and bottles and things of that nature. You can tell that this specific spot has previously been a frequented spot from these migrants. There's no doubt in my mind, Alex, that if I wanted to go to Mexico illegally, I could do so in the next 5 minutes.
So, look, until the governor, because we were there just last year and got all this footage of the State Guard helping bring the illegals across, helping the Border Patrol facilitate the smuggling, which the head of the Border Patrol has admitted they're doing. They say they don't want to do it. They want Congress to stop it. They want Mayorkas removed. So they hate what they're being told to do. A lot of them are resigning, so they're even hiring more leftists now in this purge, just like the military, to replace the Border Patrol with people that actually like what's going on. For the first time, I've seen the videos of people who work for Border Patrol that actually are like leftists. They love what's happening. But, I mean, the governor's put up some barbed wire, put on somewhat of a show. But from what I've seen, other than that little area in Eagle Pass, they're still there getting the illegals, putting them on buses, and facilitating them.
Yeah, so we visited a location called Border Hope this morning, which is a Methodist church. Somehow, mysteriously, in September, this church was able to build a 20,000-square-foot facility. Now, when we visited that facility this morning, there were signs up that said private property all over the place. We stood outside next to this mural that says, Welcome, Border Hope. And we were promptly asked to leave the property. Of course, we didn't do so. We did a little bit of a report and uploaded it this morning to X as well. But apparently, that's an example of an NGO where these migrants are being bused and processed and then sent wherever, all over the country. We were able to go on a bridge and look into the facility, actually, from an aerial sort of perspective and see that there's things like a playground in there for children and all these sort of pieces of infrastructure that would allow for processing these migrants. But they definitely didn't want our attention on the facility. They definitely asked us to leave repeatedly. Of course, we got the report that we needed, and we were able to get the footage that we needed. But that's just one example of an NGO involved in this massive industry that is the human trafficking of migrants from Mexico into the United States and then their distribution throughout the entirety of the country, Alex.
And again, you've got security, you got a couple camera people and editors. I know this is a bottleneck because you're so busy filing reports. And we're going to go to break. Come back and give us a little prelude or a little first look of what you found that we haven't released yet at Infowars.com/show, at Mandout Video, and, of course, been posting on Real Alex Jones on X. And, Chase, tell people how they follow you on X as well.
Sure, you can follow me on X at Real Chase Geiser. My last name is spelled G-E-I-S-E-R. Of course, at InfoWars on X and at Real Alex Jones on X. I just encourage everyone to go to InfoWarsStore.com and be the reason that we can do reports like this, be the reason that we're still on the air.
All right, Chase, stay there. I've got a lot more questions for you, but then I don't want to keep you much longer because I know you guys were telling me off air you've got a lot of stuff you're about to break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. He'll give us a first look at that right now.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC,
They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is footage we got of one of their giant refugee UN camps that Chase just posted on Real Alex Jones earlier. We'll talk about that more with him in a moment. But in New York, they found a giant migrant camp run by the NGOs that looks just like the ones on the Texas border. So they're setting these up internally inside the United States. They're gearing up to only make this bigger. And we've got a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, whistleblowers, interviews that are about to come out today, tomorrow, the next day. We're not going to let folks know what those are quite yet. But Chase, give people a little prelude on what else you guys are working on.
Absolutely. Well, so much is going on, Alex, and we've got a lot that we're going to do today. We're going to be looking in some of these NGOs specifically and exiting Eagle Pass and sort of exploring the surrounding area primarily today. But it's interesting because I recall in the last segment you mentioned how notice that there's been leftists that have been involved in Border Patrol. And though I totally agree with that sentiment, we have seen an astounding amount of support and praise for InfoWars specifically here on the border. Literally just during the break that we just came from, Alex, U.S. Customs rolled up and the guy holds up his phone and goes, "I was watching the show." And he knew exactly where we were because he recognizes the backdrop and he rolled up just to say, "Hey." So there are members of U.S. Customs, there are members of the State Guard, there are members of the National Guard or Border Patrol that are definitely info warriors. They're definitely upset at this Biden border invasion, which has only served to make their jobs more difficult. And I think we're going to continue to see that support grow.
Okay, so I totally agree. Let me be 100% clear. The best people we've got in America, it really is true.
Yeah.
The cliche is true, is our military and our police. There's some bad ones, but on average, they're the most dedicated, hardworking people. They got street smarts. They're great. The Border Patrol are amazing. I talk to them all the time. I've been down there. I'd say 90% of them are on our side. Another 5% are kind of ambivalent, but it used to be 5% were against us. More and more, though, we're starting to see maybe 10%. They're bringing in some scum. And I think the Border Patrol, if you talk to them over drinks, would say that.
Yeah, I think you're right. And what I found, too, is that those who are the most seasoned are the ones that are sort of the most aware of how screwed up the system is itself. And they're the most sort of on the same page with us. But one of the things that I wanted to mention just while I have this opportunity on air, Alex, is I mentioned briefly the ranches that are along the Rio Grande. And one of the interesting things that some of the local ranchers have told us when we've asked them about this dynamic going on at the border is they've noticed that a lot of these sort of poor ranchers, keep in mind that 25% of Eagle Pass is below the poverty line, a lot of these poor ranchers have suddenly been putting in these paved driveways that go all the way to the river for the first time in years. Maybe they've owned the property for 30 years, but all of a sudden, all of them at once are creating these roads that go straight to the border of the embankment. And the speculation among many of the local ranchers is that the cartel is actually paying off many of these smaller, poorer ranches so that they can make it as easy as possible to traffic people into the United States from Mexico and obviously all of the goods that they bring into the country, fentanyl, things of that nature.
Absolutely. And that's how the cartels take the country over, is, and that's what Democrats are doing. And now we know that Carrie Lake was threatened when the head of the RNC in her state was trying to buy her off. He said, you know, the cartels can come after you. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is disgusting.
I totally agree, Alex. And there's little details that I've noticed through being here. It's hard to really capture how sort of macabre the city of Eagle Pass is. It's almost like an old Western when you drive in and they can tell that you're not from there and everyone sort of shuts the window because they know there's about ready to be this shootout. But you can tell that just by little details of kids zipping around with backpacks on scooters and just the way that you're sort of looked at mysteriously, you can tell that there's a lot of darkness going on in this specific region of the country, Alex. And they're just trying to sort of hide it as much as possible while so much attention has been brought to the community.
Speaking of that report at, quote, Border Hope Base, again, describe what this is. Yeah. We're going to play the report.
Absolutely. So Border Hope is a Methodist church, as we understand it, and they recently acquired a 20,000-square-foot facility, which is in the report. We believe that this is a center where the migrants are being bused and processed and then distributed across the country. You'll be able to see the sort of contentious interaction that we had with security there. We were just trying to shoot a report outside. We were able to get some footage in that report that we uploaded as well, Alex, inside the facility from a bridge that was elevated above it as well, because it's somewhat of an open-air facility. But this is just one example of sort of a mysterious NGO that's involved in this giant industry of distributing migrants all across our country, Alex.
And one more caveat before we play this short report. I've seen major hype, people saying, don't go to the border. It's January 6th, you're going to get set up. The Texas border is 600 miles. The whole border is over 2,000 miles. You're not going to get set up. Mexico's dangerous. The side you're on is an armed camp. And miles away from where you are, there's Walmarts and steakhouses and hotels, you know, and for people that don't know. So January 6th was a trap because they controlled the security. They had operatives. They were able to set us up. No, the only way that the globalists win is if we're scared to ever go out to any rally or any event. So when I said, when you're down there, look out for provocateurs, I wasn't saying don't go or don't be part of this. Your view on that?
Absolutely, I agree. And I don't know what the details are around this convoy yet. Obviously, we're going to explore that. We're going to be interviewing a lot of people when they come in this weekend. But I don't think that there's going to be a black flag event here similar to January 6th. It's possible that different organizations and political campaigns and political action committees are using Eagle Pass as just sort of an excuse or something that they can leverage in order to get funding and donations. It's possible that there's a little bit of that drifting going on, but I don't anticipate anything of the level of January 6th happening here this weekend, just based off of what I've felt and seen since we've been here this week, Alex.
All right, Chase, I want to talk to you a little bit more for just a few minutes in the next hour. I'm going to let you at about 6 after get out of here because I know you got a lot to do and a lot on your list. You guys have done a fantastic A-plus job. So I want to thank the listeners for all their support at InfoWarsStore.com that is sponsoring you guys down there, reaching millions and millions of people with the truth. We'll come back in a few minutes with you, Chase, and some of your reports and more. But I want to go ahead now and give the toll-free number out on the subject I talked about the first 30 minutes of the show. They're collapsing civilization by design. It's already partially collapsed. It's going to collapse. The question is, how bad will the collapse be? Can we survive it? Do you agree with that? Do you disagree? I want to talk about the plan for the Great Reset and the Build Back Better that we're inside of, cutting off the resources, cutting off the farming, cutting off the fertilizer, cutting off the energy. We're in this now. What is your view on living inside Agenda 2030? They've already completed Agenda 2021, Agenda 2020. So we are inside this new world order. I want to have a discussion about this because I'm thinking about it all the time with my family and what we can do to try to stop the ongoing globalist program. But they've already hurt us so bad. Let's just be honest. We're already tore up pretty bad here. Toll-free number to join us on this subject, the global collapse, the renaissance, how do we counter it, how do we stop the further collapse, how bad will it get, what are the scenarios? That's the big subject. That's the one topic we're covering. First-time callers, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, your calls and a ton of other news mixed in next hour. Now, separately, you need to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com because they're amazing. They're the very best. They're game-changing. The supplements are the best researched, highest quality you're going to get because I'm a good guy and I treat you like I want to be treated. Plus, it turned out to be a good business model. I just did the right thing. Later, I thought about, why are we so successful? Well, because these things really work and they come back and buy them again. Wow, what a business model. You need the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So there's a big sale that has to end on Saturday or so because we're almost sold out of DNA Force Plus and Real Red Pill. But despite that, they're both incredible products. 50% off DNA Force Plus and Real Red Pill. Game changers. Go research them. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com. At least look at it because you need to get this and it supports the broadcast. So the Turbo Supercharged Special is about to end. That's those two are 50% off together, 40% off individually. Also, we are selling out of the first run of it, the highest quality methylfolate with a key compound that accelerates it in your body. This is beyond energy. This isn't a stimulant. It actually let your cells operate at a level never before seen. It's the breakdown of folic acid. Next level foundational energy. It's selling out the first run. It's a big hit. Glad people love it. Well, there'll be months and months till more comes in. Dr. Jones Naturals, InfoWarsStore.com. And then Nitric Boost. Not reformulated. It's the same formula, but an even better manufacturer, even stronger, even better. It's got all the compounds that clean out your blood, that vasodilate, that get rid of all the garbage in there. That's so good for your brain, your arteries, your veins, your heart, your lungs. And, of course, people really feel it in the libido department. We're not selling it as organic Viagra, but quite frankly, in my experience, it works better than that. Not that I need it, but it's just amazing. Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com is 40% off. We got an even better manufacturer and a lower price. We got a big shipment of it, so we're passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost and all the great things it does in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.